We are joined on the air right now, though, to begin this hour by Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle to help us wrap up the week. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah. And you had a holiday party the town of Carborough did earlier today, right?
Yeah. There was we had our kind of end of the year-ish holiday party where we also took advantage of the time to recognize employees that have been there, you know, decades or a decade or two. But it's always a lot of fun, and there's a usually some a raffle for some awards that are given out. There's some singing going on, and today there was also a contest among all of the tables at the party. They each had to kind of build a house out of candy that was provided to them. And then the mayor had to decide which one was the best looking building.
Nice.
And when I announced it to this group of, you know, some 100-ish employees, I said, well, first I want to say my Tuesday night votes are often scary, and I know I make a lot of, sometimes I make citizens, upset with how we vote or whatever, and I said, but nothing was as scary
as
telling.
This is the hardest vote of the year,
yes,
right?
That's what I said. I said, you know, I'm going to disappoint a lot of people when I vote on, you know, which building I think was done the best, but there were several that were really nice, but I picked out my favorite, and yeah, so I did that vote alone. So some years we have alder folk there, and some years we don't. But this year it was me, myself, and I. And so I chose one, but it was pretty fun. I think it was a fun day of fellowship. I always start. I'm always asked to kind of give some opening remarks. In the last couple of years, I've started with what we've entitled a mayor's game, and so it's kind of a way to just get loose at the beginning of the meal and stand up. And I read this story, and it involves a lot of action, and it kind of gets people off their toes.
Okay, all right, like it.
Yeah. Very now, cool. Just to give you a sense of, here's an example of a couple of the paragraphs of the game. And you're supposed to pass something to your left if I say left.
Okay.
And right if I say right. And across if I say across. So, for example, it was Thursday in Carborough, and this meant that Mary Wright was riding home on the J bus so she could eat dinner before heading to town hall. She walked in her house and said hello to her son, Billy Wright, who was across the room. And so it kind of picks up from there.
Yeah, picks up speed, yeah.
And I had this little conversation go, let's grab a pizza right across from Carmel Mall. And Billy says, Mom, you can treat. I don't have any money left from my allowance. And it kind of goes on and on. And
this ends with a whole bunch of things on the floor, right?
Yeah. It can be, it's very, people break a sweat. Then they get stretched out and everything. And
that's hilarious.
Eventually they all go right across the street to Weaver Street and to get something at Weaver Street or CVS. And then I left to go across the street to go to IFC to drop off a donation before I went to town hall. Anyway, it's very fun to watch it in action. And actually, I adapted it from a game at my other workplace. And so for anyone who has a large group of folks that they entertain
that's
or want
really
to think
cool,
of fun things
yeah.
to do on the holiday, it ends up being a lot of fun, I think.
That's cool. So that was earlier today. I had the Chamber of Commerce's Salute to Community Heroes last night, right, with some Carborough people being recognized there, too.
Yeah, that's always a great event also. I really like the way that they have arrived at and having that presentation here at University Place, and we recognized our Firefighter of the Year and our Police Officer of the Year, and as did the other jurisdictions and in the Sheriff's Office and so on. And I think it's really, really nice. Camaraderie. I'm sure it's good for the businesses that are here, you know, and just kind of getting out and enjoying some holiday spirit.
Really cool. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org is the town's website. Go there and get more information. No meeting coming up as we get into the holiday season, but Carborough Cheers still going on, which has been really successful, right? You had the luminaries out last night.
Yeah, it was really pretty last night. Last weekend, I was just thinking, Aaron, when I was sitting here, that last week when we were sitting here, we were kind of nasty.
Falling.
Yeah, it was nasty weather. The snow was kind of falling, and we went out in the cold and had the tree lighting and then the parade the next day. But you know, today's chilly, but it's a nice night to be out. And last night, as you said, Carborough Cheer with the luminaries was really nice. And, you know, again, just that emphasis on when we get closer and closer to, I guess, the big day, you know, having more opportunity. You know, as I have gotten older, and I think a lot of us feel this way, the season is really more about getting to visit people and, mm-hmm. and having a drink or a meal and sharing time and really just having a little downtime and just reflecting on, you know, really how lucky we are to be here in Orange County.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's true. And the other nice thing, just from a news perspective, especially since it's 2017 and 2017 was the year that it was, yeah. Today is kind of a quiet news day, and it's going to kind of be that way probably for the next week or so until 2018 heats up again. And, you know, they say that news people are all about the breaking news, and whenever there's 1,000 things happening, we're really excited. We also like the downtime as well when not a whole lot is going on.
We do. And it does seem, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but some Fridays are when we get some of these weird tweets or weird kind of blurts out, right? And so nothing, I don't think anything unusual has happened today.
Yeah, I completely jinxed it just now by right. saying that, but so far.
But you know, who will know what will happen with this, you know, tax deal? Who knows mm-hmm. what will happen with ACA? Who knows what will happen with DACA, you know, and mm-hmm. some of these kind of, but, you know, like you say, 2017, you know, good year, but happy to see it go.
Yeah.
Really hopeful with 2018, especially with the events of the past week with the special election in Alabama and, you know, some of the other elections we've had since the presidential election and just the general, I think, sense of the, you know, citizens across the nation. Hopefully 2018 will turn the corner here a little bit and get some new folks elected to office and turn the ship around.
So what's coming up for Carborough in 2018?
Well, we'll hit the ground running on, I believe it's Tuesday, January 9th, with a work session. And, you know, I was kind of thinking through, you know, we have lots of priorities for the upcoming year, including, of course, the library, the building that will contain the library. But we have several kind of transportation issues. I'm not sure if you and I have really talked about these, so let me talk to you about a couple of them. Mm-hmm. One is we have been grappling with Chapel Hill and with DOT about how to do improvements at the Brewer Lane intersection. And so that's, you know, kind of one of our awkward intersections in town, right? It's got like, you know, 5, maybe 6 streets kind of coming into it right by St. Paul Church and Crooks Corner and Al's Garage and Merritt Mill. And we've actually had several meetings where we've bantered about several ideas. You know, one is it's not really a roundabout. It's more of a being about,
okay.
which seems kind of odd. It seems to cut into some of the properties a little more than we would desire it to do so for the level of service improvement. We've looked at 2 roundabouts or 1 being about or 1 roundabout or doing nothing or doing just, not I don't want to say just, or doing predominantly pedestrian and bicycle improvements, which frankly, doing that would greatly improve that intersection.
Right,
any of us
right.
who have walked from Carborough to Chapel Hill on one side or the other, you
yeah.
know, it can get a little scary, especially if you're on the same side as the Hampton Inn the Hotel,
yeah.
walking toward Chapel Hill.
This is that kind of Franklin Street jogs around and becomes Main Street, and Merritt Mill kind of runs into it. And,
yeah,
yeah.
And you walk through the car wash, and you're up on, you know, like you look like you're going to Al's Garage. Anyway, so we're having some serious conversation about how we can improve that intersection with little impact on existing businesses there,
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to mess with any of those corners, really, if we can, and there's not enough room there for a roundabout. So we're having a heavy discussion about that right now, because that money is becoming available to us in our transportation money for both jurisdictions, and we need to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So that's one we have going on.
I think pedestrian improvement there, probably first and foremost, right? Because I know I've been a pedestrian, and I know, because I'm just sort of thinking about other people as I'm dashing across this street, because it's hard to do, that this is also going to be the thing that annoys the vehicles around me, too.
Right,
so.
Right. And many of us just go kind of across the street, not at a crosswalk.
Yeah.
And
you
just run right across there.
You just go, yeah.
But if you stay on the side of the street where Al's Garage is, then you kind of end up kind of going way out of the way, and it's not really safe. There's not a sidewalk the whole way. And then you're on the opposite side of the street from where you want to go a lot of the time anyway.
Right, right.
So that's...
And if you're coming out of the parking garage, like, it's easy to go... It would be easy if there was a way to get across the street
yeah.
to the other side, because then it's easier, but then you're running across traffic there,
yeah.
too, which
yeah.
I have done many a time.
We all have. Yeah,
yeah,
and all these conversations I bring up, no matter what we do at this intersection, right there is where we could really use a lighted crosswalk, because people go across there all the time.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's just pattern of me as a pedestrian. It's certainly not me as any kind of a transportation expert, you know.
Mm.
I guess the other issue we're going to be thinking of, too, is... as Rosemary enters Carborough, it kind of enters right at Main Street, right by Cafe Carborough, right in front of Kalisher, right in
yep.
front of the Art Center. And seeing how we can maybe potentially integrate those intersections, that flow a little bit better. Because right now you're on Rosemary, you're kind of on a road diet-ish road, one lane each way and nicely marked bike lanes, et cetera. And then you kind of get into Carbro, and then it's the two lanes on each side again, and then bicycles slow you down. And so anyway, we've asked, we want our staff to look at that and talk to us more about it, whether there's some opportunity there to make it more friendly for bicyclists and perhaps improve the flow of traffic through there.
Mm-hmm.
That also, has to kind of take into account, the current traffic counts as well as coming traffic counts, like with our second hotel. That's another thing we're looking at. Additionally, we're hoping to improve our transportation infrastructure a little bit when we build the building at 203 South Greensboro, where the library is going to be, because there's an opportunity for some nice streetscaping between where the library will be and the backs of, say, Tyler's and Orange County Social Club, kind of along in there.
Yep.
Right now, if you try to walk along there, you're really not in danger of getting hit because the traffic isn't that heavy, but there's nowhere to walk.
There's no sidewalk, right?
Yeah, you're kind of walking out, in the middle of the street or, darting around cars. And so as part of the new 203 South Greensboro building, it'll be really nice to have something back there, whether it's, nicely marked road with, bike lanes and sidewalks, or whether it's a nice pedestrian walkway on one side, there's an opportunity there to make it more user-friendly.
Really cool, yeah. I was one of the, every so often I get this cool feeling about, just this reminder that this is what local radio is, that we're talking about. Like, there really needs to be a crosswalk at this particular intersection where everyone dashes across the street. But that's what makes local government meaningful, right?
Well,
to people's lives.
It really is. And that's why everyone's input is so valuable. Because someone will point out something that we haven't thought about. For instance, we're in this situation right now where we're advertising for an architect who's going to help design the 203 South Greensboro building. We know we're going to have the library on the ground floor. We're working, talking to the Arts Center about hopefully having some of their programming in the building. We know we want to have some type of activity in the building, some of our offices, and take advantage of this opportunity to build this building. But gosh, there's a lot of ways it could look. And it's really exciting to think about, how can it look? How might it integrate with, some parking or not? And how it might face, the neighbors, how it might face this Roberson, what I'm talking about, where there's going to be improvements, what kind of artwork there might be. I was talking to someone the other day, wherever we end up having parking, if we have some kind of a structured parking, which I'm assume we will, how do we make that look good?
Yeah.
Not make it look cookie cutter or make
yep,
it. And
yep.
How do we think forward about that parking? I was talking to the town manager from Greensboro last week, and some of their parking decks or parking structures are being built with an eye toward the future, like that they can be retrofitted someday. They can be eventually just kind of torn out of the middle, but the bones are there for a building then. You can't
cool.
do that with some
right.
cookie cutter type, structured parking. So. Lots of conversation around that will be happening, and a lot of excitement as we see how that's going to look. And we'll have public hearings and get the input from the public on that. So
very cool. Townofcarborough.org for more information. Mayor Lavelle, anything else that people ought to know about coming
no,
up?
No, I think that's it. I just hope everyone has a great rest of the year and enjoys time and fellowship and fun, and look forward to next year. Gosh, 2018 is almost here.
Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, happy holidays.
You too.